Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, Dave Greenway, how's it going?
All good and you, dude.
Fantastic. Okay, we've got a touch base with today's edition of the Tech Takeout. There's a lot of news coming out of Vodacom, Twitter, and Windows. Let's kick it off with this Windows 10 free upgrade ending very soon.
Yeah, so if you've had Windows over the last year, you've probably been bugged by that little notification that keeps popping up in the bottom right-hand corner telling you to upgrade for free to Windows 10. Good news is, if you don't want Windows 10, on the 29th of July, that's all going to stop. Bad news is, if you want Windows 10, you've got till the 29th of July to get it for free. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay, I think it's $120. So free is good. Go get it now if you want it.
Yeah, I mean, has it delivered as we start to, you know, take a look at Windows 10 a couple of months down the line? Has it delivered on what it set out to do? Was the world impressed enough?
So they're saying that I think it's like 30 million PCs or something have migrated to it, which is a massive number. I mean, I'm using it on pretty much every single one of my machines at the moment. I'm very impressed with it. It's, you know, they brought back the start menu, which was a big gripe with most people, and they've cleaned up the interface quite a bit. And it's not as silly as Windows 8 was. So I think it's a valuable upgrade. It's a lot better on memory than Windows 7 was. So if you're worried about performance problems or anything like that, it's a much better operating system from a resource perspective than Windows 7 was. And it's just a much better looking and feeling operating system than Windows 8. So I think they've made a step in the right direction. Whether it's the best operating system out there at the moment is probably up for debate. That's no longer clear anymore, but I'm enjoying it. So I can honestly say that it was worthy upgrade for me.
All right. I wouldn't even know how to use a Windows computer at this point. I've been on Mac for so long, I don't even know how you turn that thing on.
It's been far too long. You're out. You're done.
It's over. Everyone wants to be the platform that people go to for video content. Twitter are taking shots. Facebook are taking shots. Periscope are taking shots. Who's winning in this battle here? What's the latest?
So, I mean, we've been chatting about Snapchat for weeks now, on how much time we spend on Snapchat, how rad it is to watch video content and be absorbed in you know, people's day-to-day life and seeing everything from a first-person perspective. And the entire world is going that way at the moment. I mean, we're getting higher data plans, faster internet, things like that, which is enabling all of this amazing video content to come out. And it's not just YouTube that's benefiting. I mean, YouTube is the sort of the standard for video content. But what a lot of people want to do now is watch live video. And Facebook's thrown a whole bunch of weight behind that with their Facebook Live video. And Periscope, which is owned by Twitter, is now coming back as well, and they're updating their app. So before, you only were able to watch your replays for 24 hours. Now you can actually save videos for longer than that, which is going to compete directly face-to-face, like head-to-head with Facebook. And then the other cool thing that they're doing is, just like with Facebook, if you own a DJI Phantom drone, you'll be able to broadcast images and videos straight from the drone to Periscope and as well to Facebook live video. So drones are becoming more of a thing. There's now drone racing as a sport, and soon you'll be able to have a drone following you around on like a hike or on the beach or pretty much doing anything. You'll be like riding your bike down the road and you'll have a drone following you, like broadcasting it live to all of your friends and irritating the shit out of everyone else on the way.
Oh my god, this is heavy, bro. That's a
drones
lot.
Drones are awesome. Like, if you get a chance, go on YouTube and watch some drone racing. It's actually really cool. The guys wear like virtual reality headsets, and they race with drones through like obstacles and things. And they had a massive tournament in, I think it was Dubai, a couple of weeks ago. And these guys are literally like watching the drone as if they were the drone. And you like race through obstacles and through hoops and up and down. It's really actually quite cool.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm going to check that out. I didn't know Neotel were up for sale. Apparently, they're up for sale. And apparently, Vodacom don't want to buy them. Who else might want to buy Neotel now that we know that they're up for sale? And why are they up for sale? What's going on?
So there was a lot of back and forth with Neotel being bought by Vodacom last year. So it was first it was approved, and then there was a whole bunch of people like MTN and Cell C saying, we don't want them to buy Neotel because they're going to get access to wireless spectrum, which is the actual radio frequencies that they broadcast cellular networks on. So then Vodacom were like, okay, cool, we won't take the wireless spectrum. We'll take all of their like infrastructure, so all of the fiber that they have and all of the towers and everything. And then people were still pissed off at Vodacom. They were like, you can't do that. You guys are screwing with us and becoming anti-competitive. And then ICASA got involved. And then Vodacom were like, okay, this is just too much. We don't want it anymore. And so now Neotel, who've They've like suspended their CEO, their CFO. They've both stepped down, sorry, because there was a 100 million rand payment to a company that was questionable. There's a whole bunch of bad stuff going on at Neotel at the moment, but the company's worth so much. They've got super valuable radio spectrum. They've got a lot of fiber in the ground, and there's two companies that want to buy them. The one is Econet Wireless's company called Liquid Telecom, which is they provide telephony and wireless networking and internet and things like that, mainly in Zimbabwe and Botswana, as far as I know, but they do have a presence in South Africa. And the other one is Seacom. Seacom's that company that you keep hearing about when the whole country's internet goes down and they're like, oh, Seacom's down. It's the internet cable that runs under the ocean all the way up to Europe. So that's the company that does that. So they might want to buy Neotel, which is interesting because then they'd have a lot of infrastructure internally and they'd have wireless infrastructure, which they'd be able to sell to all of the networks. So all of the networks who want to roll out like better 4G services and LTE and then want to start looking forward to 5G, which is, if you can believe how fast 4G is on your phone, you can get even faster with 5G. It's basically like having super, super duper fast fiber, but floating in the middle of the air. And they want that and they need spectrum for that. So if Seacom get it, they can sell it to absolutely everyone and everyone want it because it costs as slow as hell at rolling out new fiber and new spectrum and all sorts of things like that. So there is money there, and hopefully Neotel can be less shit if someone buys them.
Now, hypothetically, if I want to, you know, put in a bid, how much money am I looking at?
So it depends if you want to take hold of the just the infrastructure in the ground.
Or I want it all, bro.
You want it all. Okay, yeah. So the ground-based stuff is about 7 billion rand. And you probably have to put on like another 10 to 15 for the spectrum and whatnot. So like a cool 20 billion. 20 billion should do it.
All right, well, let me go and speak to... they did ask me the other day if I wanted to update to a private wealth account at FNB, so I'm sure I can swing it.
Speak to Gareth. Speak to Gareth. He's now like an internet, you know, superstar heading off to San Fran to go and chat to people. I mean, like, you know, it's got to happen.
We can make it happen, bro. We can make it happen.
20 billion. It's easy.
All right. That's all the latest tech news. Dave Greenway, thank you so much.
Yeah, dude. Have a good one.
Power. It's at Dave Greenway on all social media. That there is the tech takeout. We're taking charge on the other side of this.
The Jersey Urban Trail and Obstacle Run is back on the 28th of May. Challenge your friends. Challenge your family. Enter the 12 or 18 kilometer adventure or 6 kilometer fun run. Whether you want the scenic route or the adventurous route, the choice is yours. With nothing stopping you, it's go time. The Hollard Jura, brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Enter at jerseyadventure.co.za.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.